little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're
ready. Let's do it, man.
Hello, we are Jesse and Joy.
And this is Echoes of Love.
Welcome to the sessions at Midori House. I'm Andrew Muller. For a large portion of the pop music listening world, specifically the Spanish-speaking part, today's guests require little introduction. Mexico City brother and sister duo Jesse and Joy are superstars by any measure, and arguably even more so by the precise metrics of the internet. Their combined YouTube views have cleared 1 billion and counting. Their conquest of the Hispanophone world complete, the pair have set their sights on the English-speaking charts, beginning with a new collection of their career to date. Jesse and Joy came to Midori House to play three songs from the album and discuss singing, writing, and thinking in two languages.
I'm wide awake in a dream. You won't let me fall asleep, 'cause I smell your skin on my pillow. I see your face in the dark, falling like a shooting star. I wish for you out my window. I still feel lying here with me. I still hear the sound of your heartbeat. Nothing left to say now, every word is worn out. You and I are almost gone, fading like a broken song. And if I really listen, I hear you in the distance. Baby, all we got left of us are echoes of love. Oh, oh, picture perfect memories on my walls haunting me. I see your smile and I break down. Feel you far away, so close. I'm holding on, but you let go. You let go. Nothing left to say now, every word is worn out. You and I are almost gone, fading like a broken song. And if I really
Jesse and Joy, welcome to Midori House.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Gracias.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, well, on that bilingual note, you are, of course, in quite a strange position because you're here in Europe effectively introducing yourself to an English-speaking audience. Right. But there is, of course, another audience to whom you require no introduction whatsoever, which is the Spanish-speaking audience. You have more followers on social media than some countries have actual people in them. Is that a strange change of gears for you? Are you finding, is a feeling of having to start again?
Definitely. And in a way, of course, we're actually been doing this for 12 years now in the Spanish-speaking market. And it's always great to get this new sense of a beginning. And it was kind of hard for us as Mexican-Americans to just switch languages back and forth. So we were actually waiting for the right time. And at some point, our record label just gave us a look and said, guys, you have so many songs in English already. Why aren't we using these? So we were like, okay, it's been almost 12 years now. It feels like people are not going to think that we're just going to betray them and just sing in one language. This is actually something that we are. We are brother and sister who were born and raised in Mexico City, but with two cultures. And when we write in English, we write in Spanish. We might as well just share it with people as well. And coming all the way here, singing in a language that is familiar to us, but to people that maybe have absolutely no idea or most likely have no absolute idea of who we are. It's great because it means that our music is reaching more places now.
Was that always the master plan to conquer the Spanish-speaking world first and then move on to the English-speaking?
We want to conquer the universe, but for that...
but not in a master plan way. That just makes us sound...
yeah, maniacal. I need the reverb there.
And some thunderclaps.
Exactly. We just feel lucky that we get to do what we love. And we also had our mom asking and asking.
Our mom is American. Our dad was Mexican.
Okay.
And she's Swedish-German, born in the U.S. She's been for quite a while asking, when are we going to release something in English? When are we going to do that? And on the other hand, we had our label. And we just didn't want to feel to our fans that we were like too ambitious or trying to follow trends, or we just wanted our crowd to know who we are and why we switch from Spanish to English when we talk, and we also do it when we sing.
This song is called Helpless.
When you were by my side, we would shine like the northern lights that glow a soft and green. Felt like I could do anything. Heartless darkness crept across and covered up my eyes. How'd I stop your shadow from leaving all in black and white? Why? And it's 40 nights since you quit my life. Left without a sound, left without a sound. I hate this, to feel so helpless. And it's times like this when I miss your kiss. Wish we never met, wish I never let me love you. Never felt this. Never stay. Turn from blue to yellow, then they fade. Se van, se van, se van, pero me rompiste en dos. Y no encuentro reparación. Sin aviso, nuestro paraíso nos dejó. Sombra corazón, hoy se cumple un mes que ya no me ves. Te fuiste nada más, quisiste renunciar a quererme. Y cómo dueles. Mientras pienso en ti y en lo que perdí, quisiera evitar haberme permitido amarte para perderte. Same. a sound, left without a sound. And I hate this. How I hate this. And it sounds like this when I miss your kiss. Wish we never met, wish I never let me love you. I'm so helpless, helpless, helpless.
I did want to ask about that language barrier, or I guess in your case, a lack of one. You write and sing and indeed talk, obviously, in both English and Spanish. But do you find yourself thinking differently depending which language you're writing in? Do you find that the two languages or the different ones of the two languages suit some things better than others?
For me, it's like driving stick. It definitely one helps the other. You cannot go to one of those without passing through the first one. I don't know how they call in Spanish. We go first, second. Is it the same here when you're driving stick?
I believe so.
Or the gears, you know, the faster or the
it's the same thing
one.
With the left hand. Boom.
But I think that that's definitely what happens whenever we're making music. We cannot just think in one language, and I think one feeds the other one. And we have some expressions in Spanish that they can't be literally translated, and vice versa. There are expressions in English that can't be literally translated to Spanish. So I think that whenever we're writing, that's just a little bit of more, it's more of a tool, you know, it's like having an extra dictionary. So I think that we can't just fully think in one language, even if you're just writing a song in that particular one.
You mentioned earlier a concern, I guess, that your fans might worry that you're being overly ambitious. Do those questions, I guess, of loyalty, if that's the right word, ever come into the writing, worrying about whether one song should be in English or should be in Spanish because one audience or another might not get it entirely?
No, not at all. Absolutely not. Because
we vibe with how it feels.
We really think that the best thermometer whenever we're writing a song is it's first and foremost us. Yeah. You know, it has to be our goosebumps.
This
have to
is
be
our
like,
first like focus group.
Yes, this is. We definitely need to feel some sort of magic ourselves, whatever language the song is written in. And since we have a career based in Spanish as a language, well, that's how we think whenever we're writing. But for example, Echoes of Love, Helpless, they were originally written in English. And whenever we were revisiting the songs that we had been writing during tour for our Mexican World Spanish album called Un Besito Más.
One More Kiss.
We were like, oh, I think this one could totally make sense in Spanish. You know, Echoes of Love, and it's actually called Echoes de Amor for the Spanish version. Helpless is called Dueles. And these are songs that I don't think were compromised at any point. It was basically songs that you can't just translate the words. You actually have to translate a feeling, if that makes some sort of sense.
Have there been, I guess, moments in writing the songs where you find that feeling untranslatable? As you said, there are some words in Spanish for which there are no English equivalents,
right,
and vice versa. Do you ever get to a point of just thinking, nope, can't be done?
I mean, we believe that any song can be translated, like any song, but not any song you get away with having people thinking wondering or not just being 100% convinced that that is the only version. It happened to us recently with Echoes of Love. That is the original version that we just released recently here. And Echoes de Amor was the Spanish version that we did from the original one, which was the one in English. And nobody knew we had an English version in our Spanish
fan base.
Yeah. And we got nominated with Echoes de Amor for Song of the Year in the Latin Grammys. And for us, it was like, you know, that is a good feeling when we go with our guts and nice things happen. And whenever we are sitting down writing a song and we're like, okay, we struggle with, like, we just don't want to tamper with the songs that don't feel right translating either they're in English or in Spanish. This is More Than Amigos.
Woo!
Solo déjate llevar. To me you seem so familiar. Feels like we've been around for a while. As if we met for the first time. And I
talking all night. And something's made me think out loud. Or could it just be the misguide? Oh, let's be more than amigos. Come on, you're so much more than a friend. I could get crazy contigo. Oh, don't make me say this again. Corazón, lose your heart into the rhythm.
Solo déjate llevar.
On, lose your heart into the rhythm.
Que te vas a enamorar.
My head is telling me one thing. My heart is asking me why. But my gut keeps saying, let's give it a try. I'm floating up above the clouds, and something's made me think out loud. Oh, words are slipping from my mouth. Or could it just be the mezcal? Oh, let's be more than amigos. Now come on, you're so much more than a friend. I could get crazy contigo. Oh, don't make me say this again. Song, lose your heart into the rhythm.
Solo déjate llevar.
On and on, lose your heart into the rhythm.
Que te vas a enamorar.
On
Mamacita.
So much more than a friend. I could get crazy contigo.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. Today's guests were Jesse and Joy, and their album Jesse and Joy is out February 3rd on Rhino, and you can find their tour dates at jesseejoy.com. Join us again at the same time next week when we'll have music from Margot Price. But for the time being, I've been Andrew Muller. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.